It's time for Benedict and Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM, presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Ashes in Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. Haven't been able to say that in a while, have we? For tonight, it's going to be college basketball in the Heart of America Athletic Conference as Benedictine plays host to Central Methodist. Hello again, everybody. We got Joseph in the studio. He's there all the time doing the production, the engineering, and all of the other sundry things that make this happen. Joseph. Thanks much, young man. Tom Calvary here courtside, and students are back. Benedictine, who has not been at home in 3 weeks, who's back here in the friendly confines of the Nolan Gymnasium tonight. They're up against a very, very good opponent, Central Methodist out of Fayette, Missouri, coming to town. First time, let's talk about the ladies' game first. The guys' game coming up at 7:30, so we'll have them both. Don't worry about that. Last time these two teams played when we were over at Puckett Fieldhouse, it was a big win for Central Methodist, double-digit win for CMU. But in the interim, they have had some changes to their roster and personnel, and Benedictine has continued to play better and better. And now the Ravens come into the game today off of a spectacular upset. I think it's fair to call it an upset of the undefeated defending NAIA national champions last Saturday, 62-61 at Clark. First time Benedictine had defeated a top five team since January of 2019 when they traveled to Olathe and knocked off number four, Mid-America, 73-67. So for Benedictine, they are on a roll. Both teams are, well, the Lady Ravens now just now coming off the court. CMU is still out on the floor and talking about things a little bit. Benedictine averaging 70 points a ball game. Central Methodist averaging a little less than that, about 68. So very close. When you compare the numbers and you match up these two teams, that you're going to see many, many similarities. This promises to be an absolutely exciting ball game here tonight. That said, we're going to take a bit of a break and we're going to return. Bring you the starting lineups, a little more insight into the contest, and then the tip-off for the ladies' game, the first of our college basketball doubleheader tonight. All that when we return to the Nolan right after this.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hi, This is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded. That's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member of FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium. Public address announcer getting set to go, introducing the starters to the crowd here this evening. And with that said, allow me to introduce them to you. First of all, for Central Methodist, the Lady Eagles coming into the ballgame tonight, 9-9 on the season. They are 6-8 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. And they're going to be starting Zatoria Cook, a 5'7" junior from Marietta, Georgia. She is a good one, transferring in from Georgia Tech. Samaya Stevens is a freshman at 5'9" from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Sheree Trotter earns a starting nod tonight, a junior at 5'9" from University Place, Washington, out of South Puget Sound Community College. From Texarkana, Texas, at 5'10", it's going to be the junior, Maya Ware. She's from Kansas City K Community College. And rounding it out from Portland, Oregon, at 5'8", the senior, Tynesia Parnell. So the starters again for Central Methodist, Cook, Stevens, Trotter, Ware, and Parnell. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, and 22nd season head coach Chad Folsom, his longtime assistant Andy Connolly. Benedictine having a little bit of a different look to their starting alignment tonight. Let's give you the five. It'll be Allie Kramer, the 5'7" senior from Nemaha Central High School in Seneca, Kansas. Lauren Dubert, a Beloit, Kansas native, junior, 5'7" tall. Moving down toward the front line, you're going to find Jennifer Jacobs from Cape of Mount Carmel Catholic High School in Wichita. She's a 6'1" junior. Jeff West High School grad from Meriden at 5'8". It's the senior, Aaliyah Raines. And at the 5 for Benedictine Knight, at 6'3", the Mustang, Oklahoma senior, Kyra Misuraka. So for Benedictine tonight, it'll be Kramer, Dubert, Jacobs, Raines, and Misuraka. Benedictine and Central Methodist, it's the return matchup. I alluded to it a little bit earlier, back on the 29th of November. Ravens traveled over right after Thanksgiving to Fayette, Missouri. Eagles took a 69-57 win over BC. And Right now, CMU, they are on a roll against the Ravens. BC would like to stop that. Central Methodist has won 6 consecutive and 11 of the last 12 meetings between these two teams. In fact, BC's last win over CMU was here in January of 21. Central Methodist, the first team out of the court, and they are in black uniforms with white lettering and trim. Great uniforms, sharp-looking uniforms, and very, very legible numbers. For Benedict Finn, it is that familiar. Home white with red and black. We're set to go, and hope you enjoy it. Women's college basketball tonight, the first of our hoops doubleheader with the guys coming up at about 7:30. Mitchell comes to the center circle. The ball goes up, tips away. It's going to be controlled down by Benedict Finn. And Lady Ravens are going to have things underway. Kramer brings it up, and Ravens 4, then their 5 flash to the top. Kick it back over to Dubert, back over to the left side to Reigns. Every player has already touched the basketball. Reigns will drive all the way to the baseline, and a defender reaches in, ties it up. Jump ball. It's going to come back to Central Methodist. So Aaliyah Reigns had driven down the left side of the lane, and as she had the ball waist high, was getting ready to put the shot on the way. A defender got in there and tied that thing up. Back up with it will come CMU. Eagles will have it up top side. It's going to be Ware with the basketball. Kicks it over to the left to Trotter. Trotter feeds it in inside the block shot. Blocked by Miss Uraka. Tyrant rejects the shot from Ware. And here comes Benedictin. Kramer over to the right side. It'll go to Dubert. Out on top. Reigns. Again, she'll go to the left side. Pulls up from about 14. Can't get it to drop. Rebound tipped out. Cleared away by CMU. Stevens up with the basketball. Samaya will bring it up the floor. Dump it over to the right side. And that shot rejected. Out of the hands of Zatoria Cook. Benedictin back up floor with it. At the top of the circle, not above the three-point ring, but the top of the circle. Now over to the left side, the three missed. Ravens with the rebound. Reigns will pick it up. Her reverse layup doesn't go. Rebound underneath. Followed up and in. Jacobs for two. Benedictin has broken on top, 2-0. We're at 8:41 to go in quarter number one, of game number one. Got a big night of hoops here for you on care. Hope you're enjoying it. Victoria Cook with the basketball over to the right elbow, bumps it off on top to Trotter. Lady Ravens will stay with that player defense. They'll go off the screen as Victoria will head for the baseline, dump it into the corner, gets it there to Ware. She has no shot. Nice defense by BC. The shot clock's at 4. Back over to the right side at 2. The running shot at the buzzers off the rim. No good. Miss Uraka sweeps it down. Gets it away to Dubert. Benedictin with a 2-on-2 break. Dubert weaves her way to the right side. Stops underneath. Kicks it back out on top to Kramer. She will go all the way to the baseline. Stop at the side of the lane. Dribble across the free throw line. Goes all the way down to the baseline. Right corner. Gets tripped and knocked to the floor. Is there a foul? And there will be. Our officials coming over to let us know that the first foul of the ball game is going to be on Sheree Trotter for Central Methodist. Sheree from University Place, Washington. And if Benedictine will have it in play down to the baseline. Shot clock gets reset to 20. We're a couple of minutes into the game. BC with a slim 2-0 lead. Turnaround shot. Miss Uraka way too hard. And the rebound cleared away by CMU. Here come the Eagles and Satoria. Cook will take it over to the left side. Brings it all the way down the floor herself. Kramer catches up and provides defense. Stops her from getting into the middle. Goes to the left side to Ware. Jump shot in and out. No good. Rebound Dubert. Here comes Benedictin. Dubert will race it down the right side in front of the scorer's table. Takes it all the way to the wing. Comes out on top to Kramer. Back over to Lawrence. She'll feed it to the block. Miss Uraka. Double team down to the baseline. They kind of box her in down there. Brings it back out on top. Jacobs back over again. It'll go. Dubert drops the shoulders. Had an offensive foul. Yeah. Dubert going strong into the middle. The problem, the error she made was dropping that shoulder, kind of leaning in. She knew the contact was coming. And she was the one who dealt the contact and draws her first foul of the game. It'll be team foul one by Benedict, and each team with one now. Here comes the Tori Cook back down. Oh, that was a beautiful spin move, but then she misses the shot, doesn't finish it. Rebounding it down is going to be Rain. Leah into the forecourt. Goes left side, Allie Kramer. 7 minutes ago in the opening quarter, Benedictin with a slim 2-0 lead in this low-scoring start here tonight. Dubert will feed. Jacobs out on top. Reigns skips it back to the left side. Jacobs against the double team. Little underhand shot is going to be up and too soft. That was great defense in the middle by Stevenson. Again, it's CMU up the court. Left side, Trotter. Goes all the way to the baseline. Cut off there by Reigns. feet to the middle of the lane, backing in, twisting, spinning back the other way, off the window, and got it. There was a lot of twisting and turning, but apparently no traveling involved in Central Methodist. Maya Ware ties the game at two. From the baseline, the Ravens put a shot up, and as quickly as they get down the floor, we're going to get another foul call. 6:27 to go in the opening quarter. The foul is going to be on Sheree Trotter, and Sheree jammed up early. We'll have her second foul today, and she's going to have to check out of the lineup. Coming in is going to be Jeanette Mabratu. Jeanette's a Canadian out of Toronto, Ontario, 5'6" junior. And Benedictine coming to the free throw line, striding up there is Allie Kramer. Allie, a good shooter, but at the free throw line, 68.5%. That one is short. Here's the thing. Benedictine has only one double-digit scorer on average all season. But what they've got is right behind it from 8 to 9.8 or 9. They got a handful of players. Second free throw is going to be up and good, and BC goes on top by a single point at 3-2. 6:27 to play in the first quarter. And the Lady Ravens are going to make their first couple of substitutions as into the game will come both Kennedy Nicholson and Nicole Stork. Top side with the basketball is going to be Zatoria Cook. Swings it over to the left. Mabratu. She'll take it to the top of the key. Back over to the left. Down the feet in the lane. Driving to the right side. Working against Stork. The shot is up with two hands and good. Count that bucket in the middle. And we all say Carter will have her first two of the game. And the Eagles have their first lead this evening. It is 4-3 CMU. And now underneath on the other side, the Becca by Reigns is in. 5-4. Raymond's going to steal the inbound. It's going to be off the window and quickly up and in. What a job by Lauren Dubert. She came up with a steal, shook her defender, then squared up and kissed it off the glass, kicking it off the square. 7-4. Lady Ravens at 5.5 to go in the first. Around to the left side. It's going to be stolen by Jacobs. Outlet, Dubert, foot race to the other end. Lauren, give her two more. Lauren Dubert with four. I'm thinking maybe CMU would be taking a timeout. They are not. Trailing in the ball game now at 9-4. We're nearing the midpoint of the opening quarter. Back it in. Off the block. Shot up. No. Rebounding it down is going to be Jacobs. JJ will dump it over to the right side. Reigns will drive it into the forecourt. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Spins in. Too far underneath the rim to get a shot away. Kicks it back out on top to Jennifer. She'll go left side. Give her two. Jennifer Jacobs with 4 points. Ravens have exploded to an 11-4 lead. We're at 4:44 to go in quarter number one. Women's college basketball out of the Heart of America Athletic Conference played tonight here in Atchison, Kansas. Happy you're with us. The three from the left side. Oh, pretty shot. Knocking that one down is Tynesha Parnell. That's the first three we've seen hit by either team this evening, and the Raven lead is cut to 4. 4:20 to go. Quarter number one. Underneath, Stork. Shot is in. And where Benedictine is doing a great job. They're attacking the bucket. They're bringing the ball into the middle. They're getting the good shot, the high percentage shot, and then capitalizing on the opportunity. Back down with the comes CMU, treading in Benedictine, 13-7. The feed will go over to the right side, but it's going to get away. Carter can't haul it in. Benedictine will come up with a steal. Ravens with numbers. Down the floor, left side range. Two more for the Lady Ravens. Benedictine, Dubert 4, Jacobs 4, Reigns 4. And BC goes up 15-7. This is their largest lead of the game as they go up 8. With 3:40 to go in quarter number 1. Central Methodist comes into the forecourt. They're going to slow it down a little bit. Not like them to do that. Parnell will have it left side. Kennedy Nicholson guards her in the Lady Raven player defense. Over to the left side is going to be Carter. She'll drive in off the block. Puts a shot up that rolls up and in. Beyonce Carter has come off the bench to collect 4 points. And the official is giving a warning to Central Methodist Jeanette Mabratu. The official in the backcourt came over to the scorer's table and gave the official notification. And then the official coming up the court has a little visit with Jeanette. And Benedictine is going to make a substitution. rotating Reigns out and bringing Josie Weiser into the game. Josie, the senior from Jefferson County North High School. 3:13 to play, quarter number one. Benedictine with a basketball leading it by a half dozen. Here's Josie. A long, long three rims around. Looked like that thing was going to fall, but it does not. Back up, and it will come CMU. Over to the right side, Mabrachu. Takes a couple of three steps. No travel called in her missed shot. Rebounding it down is going to be Josie. Ravens do not have numbers. They are 2-on-3. Stork back over to the right side to Weiser. She'll go three. It's online, but a little bit short. Rebounded underneath. Jacobs with the trash shot. Jennifer Jacobs has a half a dozen. Lady Ravens go up now 17-9. For the second time in a game, they lead by 8. And the outlet pass up the floor by Central Methodist is thrown into the crowd. Benedictine will have it back from the far side. With 2.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter, Benedictine looking to forge a double-digit lead with this possession. We're going to get a timeout first, yeah. CMU is going to take a break. Their coach will stop playing. We're going to take it. Joseph, 2.5 to go, opening quarter. Benedictine, 17, CMU 9.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison. 7-Eleven Commercial Street.
Coming out of the timeout, Benedictine will have the ball in play in front of our sideline. And on the court for the Ravens, Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Wade, and Stork. Top side, stepping left, backing away. Nicholson shook her defender, and the three won't fall. There is a great group of male students over there who are raucous and having a good time and making some racket. And don't know if we got football guys, maybe. I'm not sure just what it is, but they filled an entire section on the east side of the floor. And they're making some noise, having a good time here tonight. 2:19 to go in the opening quarter. BC is going to rotate Miss Uraka back into the game for Stork. Eagles coming up the floor, and we will have a foul against Benedictine, and the whistle is going to be on Dubert. Lauren will have her second foul, and as quickly as that, she will come out, and right back into the game will be Allie Kramer. The ball coming in for Central Methodist in front of the scorer's table at 2:13 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 17-9 Benedictine lead. The game was moving along very briskly until the last few minutes where it has slowed down considerably. CMU's also gone to the bench. Here's a running shot from in the lane. It is up. It's no good. Eagles are going to rebound it down. Central Methodist has brought Samaya Stevens back in. Here's a long shot. Up, no good. Rebound, Kramer. Lady Ravens running. Kramer works her way to the left side. Crosses over behind her back. Out on top, Josie. Her third three. Rims out again. Every one of them looked like they were going to fall, and none of them have yet. And the rebound will be lost out of play back to Central Methodist. Nicholson, Kramer, Weiser, Wade, and Miss Uraka are the BC five. For Central Methodist, it's Carter, Purnell, Mabrachu, Stevens, and Rowe. Pass in the middle, batted away by Benedictine. They'll come up with a steal. Over to the left side, Kennedy out on top. And before the shot gets away, we will have a foul called underneath. It's going to be on Central Methodist and Samaya Stevens, foul number one. Team fouls are even at 3 each. Crystal comes over to the scorer's table. She's making sure that they reset the shot clock. I don't think they're winning 30 on there, are they? Okay, they're going to put it at 25. Seems fair. 17-9 BC in front. No one's put any points on the board for a little bit. It'll come in out on top. Nicholson. She'll start in, brings it back. Riley Wade's three. There it is. Riley Wade for three. That's the first three-point bucket for Benedictine tonight. And BC takes a double-digit lead. Trying to get down the floor quickly. Central Methodist, an outlet pass. Goes away, goes out of bounds. Ravens are going to have it back. BC up 11. And we're at a minute 15 and winding in quarter number one. Kennedy Nicholson. Hard to believe how much better this Benedictine team is today than they were November the 29th when they traveled over to Fayette. They are playing very good basketball. And the boost of beating the undefeated defending national champion last game out, I tell you, there's no way to measure how much that can buoy a team. Another foul by Central Methodist. And back in play with it will come Benedictine. Kramer takes the inbound pass from Josie Weiser, and BC is on offense. Inside the last minute of quarter number one, Lady Ravens up 11. Pass over to the left side is going to be thrown away and stolen. Drive it down the right side, all alone, laying it up, missing the driving layup. Uncontested, Stevens couldn't make it fall. Kramer comes up, over to Josie. She will accelerate to the baseline. Kicks it back out on top for Wade, who did not anticipate that pass, and BC will turn it over. seconds to play, quarter number one. Benedictine leading it 20-9. Lady Ravens hitting half of their shots right now. 9 of 18. Here's a feed in the middle of the driving shot. They're going to say no travel. Again, it looked like plenty of steps by Samaya Stevens, but took in her first 2 points. And it's 22-11. Shot clock's off. We're down to 20 seconds to play, quarter number one. Over to the right side with it. Kramer kicks it out on top to Kyra. Missy Rocket to Wade. Back over it goes to the left side. Shot clock or the game clock at 6. We're approaching the end of the opening quarter. Kennedy Nicholson goes in the middle of Wade. She's in trouble. Throws it toward the basket and hits the backboard. At the buzzer does not go in, and we've come to the end of the first. There's a timeout on the floor here in the Nola Gymnasium after one quarter of the ladies' game. It's Benedictine 20, Central Methodist 11.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Here in the Middleland Gymnasium, where Benedictine leads Central Methodist at the end of the opening quarter, 22-11. The Lady Ravens have led by as many as 11 in this first quarter. And BC has come out of the gates playing very, very well, hitting 9 of 19 first quarter shots. That's a lot of shots. That's 47%. From the outside, though, Benedictine has had little luck. 1 of 6, 3-point shooting. I see 17% from out there. BC has out-rebounded CMU 11-8 in the opening quarter, and Kennedy Nicholson coming into the game. She played well, 6 opening quarter minutes. Lauren Dubert had 8 and has 4 points. Jennifer Jacobs leads. Oh, thanks, man. Jennifer Jacobs leads the team in scoring with a half a dozen points. 4 apiece for Dubert and Rain, 3 for Wade, 2 for Stewart. Allie Kramer with one. It'll be Nicholson, Kramer, Jacobs, Reigns, and Misty Rock going to begin the second quarter. BC will have it in play. Central Methodist is led by Carter. As Beyonce has 4 for the Eagles. BC with the basketball. Jennifer Jacobs goes to the left side, and yeah, she traveled with it from the free throw line. She was going to drive down the middle of the lane. She was looking to go right down Broadway and got her feet going before she got the ball going, and here comes CMU. Just hit away in the second quarter, Benedictine by 9. Full slate of games going on around the conference this evening. Penn is at Culver, Stockton tonight. Baker's at Park. Mount Mercy at Missouri Valley. Graceland goes to Clark. Here's a shot from the top for three. No good. Nicholson rebounds it down. And rounding up the slate tonight, Peru is at Grandview. 9:20 to play in the first half. BC by 11 with the basketball, or by 9, 20 to 11 with the basketball. Nicholson up top side. Kennedy out of Eisenhower High School in Goddard, Kansas. Jacobs. Four on the shot clock. Somebody's going to have to put this ball in the air. Kramer will launch one. It's a buzzer. Does not draw iron. Shot clock violation. Benedictine did not even really look at the rim on that possession. That's going to come back in to CMU. 8:57 to play, quarter number two. And the ball is going to be put in play in front of the Benedictine student section across the way. Eagles will walk it up the floor with Batu. We'll bring it up. So Batu with the basketball. Swings it over to the right side, Zatoria Cook. Zatoria been really held in check by Benedictine so far today. Her spinning layup is going to miss, and the Raiders are going to steal down the basketball. Here comes Kramer, and she gets trapped. And that was a frustration foul by Jeanette Mabratu. But frustration or no, you just can't commit those fouls. That is going to be her first foul tonight. First, second quarter foul by either team with 8.5 to play in the half. Here comes Benedictine. Over to the left side is going to be Range. Range will start to the left side. Trapped there. Kicks it in the middle. Jacobs will twist and turn. And as she goes with the shot, the defender basically says, you know what, I'm just not going to give that one to you. And reaching in and reaching across, Zatoria Cook will pick up her first foul of the game. Lady Ravens coming to the free throw line. And stepping to the stripe is going to be Jennifer Jacobs out of Wichita, Kansas. Keeping. She is not a great free throw shooter. 19 to 34, that is 55% at the free throw line. Benedictine is going to bring Josie Weiser back into the game. And she's going to be in for Kennedy Nicholson. So this is a very unusual switch. Usually Weiser comes in for Reigns, but this time it's going to be a little different than that. We'll see how they square this up. The free throw, JJ for one. That is her 7th point so far this evening as she continues to lead all scorers and pushes Benedictine back to the double-digit lead. It's 21-11. Second free throw does not go in. So BC by 10. Satoria, coast-to-coast, driving layup, knocks it down. Little underhand shot. First points of the game for Zatoria Cook. 21-13, Benedictine. We're at the 8-minute mark of the first half. Out on top of it is going to be Reigns. Cook steps up the defender on the player defense. Now they'll go to the left block. The turnaround shot off the window with the left hand. Oh, that is a pretty shot and not easy to do. Kyra Misuraca. 23-13, Benedictine at 7:45. Now from the left side, the layup is going to be up and good. Central Methodist responds immediately. And CMU back to within 8. Benedictine will feed down to the baseline. The ball's going to be batted around. And two Central Methodist players getting in a little competition to recover the basketball. Ultimately, neither of them does, and it goes out of bounds. It will be Raven basketball at their baseline. 16 on the shot clock. It comes into Jacobs, launches it out on top. Weiser shows his due to drop in some of those perimeter shots. Here's Kramer to the left side. She's going to just put up a 16-footer. Doesn't get it to fall. Rebound off BC. Out of bounds. It is Eagle basketball. 70-11 to go in the half. 23-15. Benedictine in front. For the Lady Ravens, only one player with a little foul trouble, and that's why she didn't start the second quarter. Warren Dubrin has two. CMU has a couple of fouls on Sherae Trotter. 6:50 to go in the first half. Shot clock at 11. Now at 10. Eagles will work to the baseline. Lob it out on top. Zatoria. Start to the left side. Pulls up. Jump shot. Up for three. No good. Rebound. Going to be lost out of play. Ravens are going to have it in at the end of the Benedictine bench. 6:41 to go in the half. Hope you're enjoying college basketball this evening. And the best place to find it, KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. You know that, right? 6.5 to go in the half. Lady Ravens with an 8-point lead up the floor. Lauren Dubert with those 2 fouls has just now checked in off that dead ball. Gets it to Reigns, back to Dubert. Benedictine on offense. Jennifer Jacobs standing at the free throw line. Lays it back behind her. Reigns back to Dubert. Shot clock at 7. BC's taking some really long possessions. Dubert from 17. Short. Rebound. And a foul on Benedictine. The whistle's going to be on Josie Weiser. She aggressively pursued that loose basketball. It'll be her first and BC's first foul here in the second quarter. Ravens are going to take Miss Uraka out of the game, and back in is going to come the 5'11 freshman from Odell, Iowa, Nicole Stork. Nicole comes into the game averaging 6.2 points a game coming off the bench. Here is CMU with the basketball, and they're working all the way around the horn to the left side as we go inside 6 minutes to play, second quarter. Top side, Cook. Satoria, first to the right, then to the left, goes into the lane to the left-handed shot, rolls off the right side of the rim, it's no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Duber. Outlets it to Josie, takes it over the shoulder. Long cross-court pass, nicely saved by Reigns. That was a long pass. Now Reigns right side, baseline jumper, no. Weiser in the middle, pulls that thing down, goes up behind the head with the layup. Gets it and a plus one for Josie. That was a circus shot. She knew she was getting fouled. So what do? Oh, you go ahead and take a shot at the bucket. She does. She scores it. She's got a chance at 3. 5:35 to go. Here in the first half. The free throw for Josie. Perfect. So Josie Weiser will collect her first point of the game. And a foul is going to be on Mabratu. By the way, that will be her second. Mabratu for CMU. 26-15 for the third time. Benedictine leads by 11. 5:20 to go in the first half. A little feed into the lane. It's going to be knocked free. Josie's going to pick it up. Benedictine on a 3-on-3 break. Weiser comes straight down the middle, dumps it over to the right side. Back off on top. It'll come to Reigns. She went to the middle of Dubert, or rather to Stork, puts it up from 14, no. Rebounding it down is going to be Reigns, goes up, draws the foul again as she puts the shot up, but doesn't go in. This foul is going to be on Maya Ware. So Ware will pick up the personal foul. Into the ball game for CMU is going to back into the game, I should say, probably. He's the senior, Beyonce Carter. Beyonce's out of Belleville, Illinois. Coastal Carolina University transfer. The free throw, the first of two. It's up and good for Aaliyah Reigns. She's got 5 points this evening. Just about halfway through the second quarter, Benedictine has pushed again to an 11-point lead. This one got them both. Let's fix the math. It is now a 13-point lead. It was 11 and a couple of free throws for Reigns. Makes it a 13-point lead, 28-15. Left side, 3. On its way. Oh, that was a pretty shot. Satoria Cook. She was held scoreless in the opening quarter. She is her team's leading scorer, averaging 16 a game, and she's got 7 here in the second. 4:44 to go in the opening half. Riley Wade is coming to the game now for head coach Chad Folsom. Feeds to the baseline, crossing over Josie for 2 more. Josie Kramer has her 5th point of the evening, 30-18 Benedictine. With 4 minutes and 20 to go in the second quarter, here's a falling away shot down to the baseline right. It is on its way. It'll be good for Cook. Is it a bucket plus? It is. Count the bucket, and coming to the free throw line, Satoria Cook with an opportunity at the conventional three-point play. Satoria at the free throw line this season is 50 of 88, only 56%. The foul is on Lady Ravens' Nicole Stork, and the free throw is up and good. So Zadorian completes the three-point play. It is 30-21 BC. Up four with it. Right side, Dubrick. Over to Weiser. Josie, the quick first step. Shot off the window, it rolls off the edge. No. Gets thrown. Rebound. Goes up. No. And now it's going to be lost out of bounds. And wait. Officials down here saying it was blocked down to the ground. They're back down to the floor, resulting in a jump ball in possession. Eagles. Checking back in for CMU. We're going to see Tanisha Parnell. Tanisha starting in the game today. Averages double figures also. Central Methodist has got four players that average double figure scoring. We're inside 4 minutes to go in the first half. 30-21, Benedictine in front. Central Methodist with a basketball, dumps it left side. Deep outside on the corner to Ware. Now, above the block, little hook shot for Cook. Nope, rebound, Josie. Weiser coming up with a basketball and gets it away to Lauren. Dubert feeds up the floor. Nicole spins, shoots, scores. That was an undefensible offensive sequence by Benedictine. Nicole Stork has four. That was a beautiful play. Lady Ravens go up again by 11. Three-point shot, other end, knocking it down, Central Methodist, Sheree Trotter. Sheree, point number one. And as that bucket goes in, CMU's coach calls the timeout. We're going to take it with them. We got a break with 3:21 to go in the opening half here in Ashes on Kansas. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 32, Central Methodist 24.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Glad you've joined us here this evening for college basketball on CARE Radio. Benedictine up the floor with it here at home. Coming out of the timeout, Lady Ravens with the basketball, leading it 32-24. They pushed to as many as a 13-point lead, but CMU continues to battle back, and now the ball is going to be lost out of bounds. Ravens are going to turn it over. 3 minutes to go in the first half, and Coach Folsom is going to bring Allie Kramer back in and Aaliyah Raines back in and Kyra Misuraca back into the game. Got Kennedy Nicholson and Nicole Stork on the floor also. And here comes the Central Methodist offense, Zatoria Cook. She is the leader on this team. On the floor, she's a leader scoring for this club. She is kind of the gas that makes the engine run. Now here's a drive down the right side. Big collision. But you're not going to move Kyra that easily. And now CMU knocks it away from Kramer. And we've got more contact. Stork will go sliding to the floor. The pitch is going to come over. Let us know the foul is going to be on Central Methodist, Tanisha Parnell. Parnell will pick up foul number one. Her teammates are going over and checking on the wellness of Allie Kramer, but she comes out towards center circle, hands on hips, and looking over her shoulder now at Coach Folsom, I think telegraphing to him that she's just fine. Benedictine coming to the free throw line. They will be for the rest of the half as they're in the bonus, and the free throw is going to be up and good. Nicole Stork picking up point number five this evening. One more free throw, and it's back to a double-digit Benedictine lead. Cook, Trotter, Ware, Parnell, and Carter out there for CMU. Misuraca, Stork, Raines, Kramer, and Nicholson for Benedictine. Nicole Stork hits them both. It is 34-24 BC as we're at 2.5 minutes to go in the first half. This is some good basketball here tonight. These two teams playing at a high level. Over to the right side, 17-foot runner off the rim two times. No good. Rebound on the floor. Zatoria Cook dives for it. Raines dives for it. And the official on the near side is going to call a foul on Raines. So for Aaliyah, it'll be foul number one. And for Benedictine, it'll be team foul four of the second quarter. Still 2:13 to go, first half. Benedictine. His official strains out the clock. It is, didn't need strained out. It was perfectly fine. The shot goes up, and the Ravens rebound to miss. Misuraca coming up with the board. Outlet is going to go to Kennedy Nicholson, who, to catch the ball, had to stretch that far sideline, puts a foot on the paint. Back it'll come to CMU. 2 minutes to go in the half. These teams have got to be wearing down a little bit. The intensity level and the energy level has been very, very high. And we're down to 2 minutes to go in the first half. Imagine they both need a little breather. There's Victoria Cook with the top side for the Eagles, cradling the ball in her right hand. Pulls up the dribble, wants to go to the right side of the lane. Does, driving in, the shot up and good, and plus one. Miss Yuraka not happy with that foul having been called. For Kyra, it'll be foul number one at four. Central Methodist, an opportunity at a conventional three-point play. The shot rolls in. And that is Beyonce Carter picking up her seventh point of the evening. It is 34-27, and still CMU hangs tough with a minute and a half to go in the first half. A dime for the loose for the basketball. Nearly stealing it away is no good. Now out on top, Kennedy Nicholson's long three misses. And a rebound is going to be tipped out by Miss Yuraka, but it's going to be pulled down by Central Methodist. Again, here comes Cook and the Eagles up the floor. Brings it straight down the middle. Goes over to the right block. Backing in. Shot is going to be up for good. And again, they're going to call a travel this time. And yelling at the official is Beyonce Carter. A couple of her teammates come over and suggest to her that that's a bad idea. Now the official's calling her over, and he's having a heartfelt conversation with Beyonce, and I think he's suggesting to her that yelling at him is a bad idea. And the inbound is going to be thrown away by Stewart. Picked up, long two, up no good. Rebounding it down, BC, and again, diving in, Beyonce Carter picks up another foul. She is right now playing a very emotional basketball game. First foul for Beyonce. And we will walk to the other end of the floor where it'll be Benedictine coming to the free throw line. 1:06 to play in the first half. Some of the vim and vigor these two teams exhibited early in the contest has begun to wane a little bit. And I think they're just getting a little tired here. Just over a minute to go in the half. First free throw. Knocking it in, Allie Kramer. Her second point of the game. She's now 2-3 at the free throw line. Donna Kramer, the Benedictine senior from Seneca, Kansas, out of Nemaha Central. Second free throw, got them both. Kramer with 3 points. It is now 36-27, Benedictine. We getting a timeout? We are. Taking a break, Johnson. Down to 1:06 to go in the half. The score for matches in Kansas. Benedictine's Lady Ravens 36, CMU 27.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy, tastes good.
Coming out of the timeout, here comes Central Methodist. Up over the basketball, now Benedictine is going to trap as they get to midcourt, and the outlet pass is stolen by the Lady Ravens, Kyra Misuraca. They trapped Cook as she came across midcourt, pinned her up against the sideline. She put a long pass down toward the baseline, and Kyra just stepped in front of it and plucked it out of the sky. Benedictine is back on offense. 45 seconds left, opening quarter, opening half. Driving in, range, finger roll, shot too hard, and a rebound cleared away. CMU. Again, Cook up the floor. She's got her eye on the rim. Goes all the way into the middle. Miss. Rebound Kramer. Shot clock and game clock. Well, the shot clock should be off. 22, 21, 20 seconds left in the half. Here's Kramer. the crowd loving as they shook. She shook Satoria, fell on the floor. You can hear those guys across the way loving that ankle breaker. And now BC will go to the baseline. A big collision knocks Benedictine Aaliyah Raines out of bounds. No foul called. Here comes CMU. 6 seconds. Five. They'll hit midcourt with four. Across the timeline with three. The long, long shot rims out. It's halftime. Wild and Willie first half. Benedictine going to the locker room with the lead. We'll be back to summarize the half for you. Lady Ravens 36, Central Methodist 27.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
At Union State Bank of Atchison, they are rooted in tradition but always looking forward. That means that while they're always focused on delivering the latest advancements to their customers, they're grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of their business. Each of their 8 branches has its own community history, while enjoying the advances they can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank of Atchison, they celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Haven't had weather here in the Nola Gymnasium. In the background, the Benedictine dance troupe entertaining the fans here this evening. Lady Ravens going to the locker room, leading at 36-27. And let's just recap how things have gone in the first half of these two teams. First of all, for Central Methodist, pasted away Zatoria Cook. That's no surprise. Maybe the big surprise is that all 10 of her points came in the second quarter. Following her, it's Beyonce Carter with 7. 3 apiece for Sheree Trotter and Tanisha Parnell. And with 2, Samaya Stevens and Maya Ware. For Benedictine, no player in double-digit scoring, but the Lady Ravens have gotten 8 in the scoring column. 7 for Jennifer Jacobs, a half a dozen for Nicole Stork and Aaliyah Rain. Josie Weiser off the bench, getting 5 in the second quarter. 4 tonight so far for Lauren Dubert, and 3 each for Allie Kramer and Riley Wade. Kyra Misuraca with 2. Fouls, they're not really a big deal for Benedictine. Lauren Dubert, Nicole Stork, each with 2. For Central Methodist, 2 on Trotter and Mabratu. So again, no player in any kind of a great jeopardy. Kind of comparing some of the numbers from the first half, you've got Central Methodist going 11-31 from the floor for 35%. Benedictine is 13-31, 42%. And from the outside, the Ravens continue to struggle. In fact, because of that struggle, probably have not been putting up a lot of three-point shots as the half wore on. CMU's hit 3 of 5 from the outside. Benedictine, 1 of 7, an icy 14% three-point shooting number. At the free throw line, these two teams have been superb. Thank you. Whoop, got it. From the free throw line, how about that? Central Methodist, perfect. 2 of 2. Benedictine, almost perfect. 9 of 11. Rebounds. A quick look at it. Benedictine is out rebounded. Central Methodist 22-16, including 16 defensive rebounds. And as you would have expected, Lady Ravens have twice as many points off the bench as Central Methodist, 14-7. Ravens have stolen the ball 8 times in the first half, got 8 assists. It was a very, very good first half of basketball for Benedictine. Say what we're going to do. We're going to take a little bit of a break. Don't forget, we'll be back with the second half of the ladies' game, and then it will be the men's game. An anticipated 7:30 tip-off, and it would appear that we're going to be pretty much on sketch. So keep that in mind. Game 2 coming up here after this one. For right now, though, it's halftime of the women's game here in Atchison, Kansas. We'll be back to bring in the second half, but with our intermission score, Benedictine 36, CMU 27. We take it back to our man Joseph in the CAN Radio Sports Studio. He's got some fun time halftime.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got Sports Look coming your way tomorrow night. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday nights. Friday brings us back to high school basketball and the Jefferson County North High School girls basketball tournament. Taking a look at the schedule, it looks like the 6 o'clock game, we will have Rossville taking on Perry. And then in the 7:30 game, it will be the Northeast Kansas Nighthawks taking on JCN. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine Ravens basketball, as the Ravens will be on the road in Oskaloosa, Iowa, taking on William Penn. 2 o'clock is the scheduled time for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at the weather. With a good look at the scores as I have them.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato olave? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we've got a few games at halftime. Peru State is at the half, trailing Grandview. Grandview's got 44 points to the Peru State Ladies, 25. Clark is topping Graceland at the half, 53-42. Mount Mercy and Missouri Valley are meeting up. Again, at the half, Mount Mercy is on top by 5 points, 39-34. In the Baker Park matchup, Park is at 27 points to Baker's 22. William Penn is already in the third with, William Penn, trailing Culver Stockton 50-34. And in the game that you're listening to right now, right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got the Ravens at 36 points to Central Methodist 27. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A dense fog advisory continues until noon tomorrow. Lows level off around 34, with fog in spots tonight. Under overcast skies, with a slight chance for isolated rain showers, north winds at around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance for isolated rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 41. 33 tomorrow night, cloudy. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. We're currently at 37 degrees in Atchison. Foggy conditions out there with the possibility of rain shortly. Taking a look at the actual temperature, or feels like temperature out there, is 37 degrees. The winds are calm. Relative humidity, 92%. The dew point, 35 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure on the rise at 30.12 inches of mercury. We will be returning to Tom Kautz in just a moment.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison. 711 Commercial Street.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
This evening, Benedictine College basketball as Lady Ravens and Central Methodist are at halftime. DC's in front here at home, 36-27. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, producer, engineer, news, weather, sports guy. Probably does laundry, you know, it's halftime. Joseph does it all, and we appreciate it all. Thank you, young man. Tom Couch with your courtside. Both teams have come out of the locker room, getting set to go to the second half. And a lot of games going on around the conference. Matter of fact, a full slate of games going on around the conference. A lot of them are very, very close. A couple of them not quite so much. We'll report on those as the evening wears on. Right now, for Benedictine, to win this game today, you play like you did in the first half. Lady Ravens played very, very well. They showed a lot of enthusiasm. They got up and down the court. They shot the ball well. And BC owns a 9-point halftime lead and have led in the first half by as many as 13. They were up at 28-15, midpoint of the second quarter. But for the Lady Ravens, scoring became a little bit problematic, and they did not hit a field goal, gosh, in the last 3-plus minutes of the first half. Out of the court to begin the second half, Satoria Cook and Samaya Stevens, Sheree Trotter, you're going to have Maya Ware and Tynesha Parnell. For Benedictine, Allie Kramer, Lauren Duber, Jennifer Jacobs, Aaliyah Raines, Kyra Misuraca. BC goes baseline, the shot won't go for Raines, and as she comes down, having missed the shot, we're going to have a foul. And it is going to be on Aaliyah. Her second foul of the game, team foul one of the third quarter. 12 seconds in to the second half. Up court with it will come Central Methodist. And again, they are only down by 9. CMU with a basketball up top side in those traveling black uniforms with a white lettering and trim. Here's a 3-pointer left side. Won't go down. Offensive rebound underneath. Hook shot. Won't go down. Miss Uraka clears it away. She'll hand it over to Lauren Dubert, and here comes Benedictine on offense. Lauren accelerates all the way down the left side of the lane. Brings it back out on top to Kyra. She'll feed in the lane to Jennifer Jacobs. Jacobs started the game and really didn't see her a lot in the second quarter, as I think of it. Now JJ goes down the left side of the lane, has the ball ripped out of her hands, and Central Methodist, a more aggressive team coming out of the locker room, comes up with a steal, drives down, pulls up from 12, missed it. And a rebound, a collision, two players land on the floor. We have a whistle from the far side. The official standing underneath the goal failed to make a call. But the official from the far side will, and the foul is going to be on Maya Ware. It will be her second, and the Lady Eagles' first foul of the third quarter. A minute gone in the third, still 36-27. No one put anything on the board in that first minute. Benedictine down the floor with it. Here's Dubert to the free throw line, over to the left. Rain starts left, drives right, comes back toward the top. Feeds it to Miss Uraka, 17 feet away. She'll start right, put it out on top. Dubert will go three. It is short. Rebound underneath, sent to Methodist. Samaya Stevens clears it away. And the Eagles get back into the forecourt. They'll jump it over to the right side, looking into the middle, now pulling up for the baseline, just shot rims out, no good. Would not fall in for Maya Ware. And here comes BC, jumper for Raines. Bounces twice off the rim, no. Follow up, Miss Uraka, no. And back the other way we come. 2 minutes into the second half, and nobody can score. Driving in, and an offensive foul, you bet. Just crashing into the middle and a little out of control. Maya Ware will have picked up in this quarter both her second and now her third fouls of the game. And out she will come. Still 36-27 in the first couple of minutes of the half. Neither team putting any points on the board. BC up the floor with it, and it's going to be Allie Kramer. Comes out on top, Jacobs right side, Raines, lobs it underneath to Kyra. Oh, a beautiful interior move. Raines the assist, Miss Uraka for two. Her fourth point tonight, 38-27, Benedictine by 11 at 7:45. And a little turnaround in the lane is going to be up and in for Sheree Trotter. 38-29 as CMU answers immediately, 7.5 to go in quarter number three. BC on offense. We're going to get that player D over to the left side. Dubert goes three. Nope. And the rebound. Eagles had it. Now slipped to the floor, and everybody's on the hardwood. The official comes over quickly, stops play, calls the jump ball, and possession, Central Methodist. We're at 7:20 to go in the third quarter. Not exactly been an electric offensive quarter here. Two teams going up and down the floor, struggling a little bit. We've had a handful of fouls already, and not a lot of points. 7:17 to go in the third. Central Methodist, top side, Zatoria Cook. Gets it to the right. Batted away by Miss Shiraka, who gets knocked to the floor. Picked back up. Shot is up. Off the window of good. That was a nice shot by Beyonce Carter, and she's at 9 points now. 38-31. Benedictine. It's 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Right side is going to be Reigns with it. She pulls up her dribble, wants to hand it, and does. Out on top, too. Kramer in the middle. Dubert shot blocked. Oh, the big elbow thrown by Carter. Down the floor, going the other way. The shot is up, and it's good, and a foul. And Benedictine providing Central Methodist with an opportunity at a three-point play. And I got Ms. Jiraka coming up and talking to the official. She's really miffed about that elbow that got thrown her way. Not sure if it hit her. So it was not a solid, possibly a glancing shot. So doing a little bit of the paperwork, Aaliyah Reigns will have her third foul, and she will come off the floor. And Benedictine will make a trio of substitutions. Nicole Stork, Josie Weiser, Kennedy Nicholson, all checking in. They'll join Lauren Dubert and Jennifer Jacobs. Sherry Trotter at the free throw line looking to complete that three-point play. Trotter sends it off. No good. Rebound, and CMU grabs. Stork spins her to the floor. And this foul, is it going to be on Nicole? Wait and see what Fisher comes over to the scorer's table. Yeah, it's going to be on Nicole. So she gets spun to the floor and picks up her third foul of the game. So this could get a little physical before it's all over with. Now the feed in the middle. The shot goes up. Won't drop. Rebound, BC. Dubert up with the ball. Outlets to Josie. On the floor one time. And the defender comes over, crashes into her. They both spill to the floor. Teammates come over to help both of them get upright. And they each seem to be okay. And we have another foul. This one on Central Methodist, Jeanette Mabratu. It is her third foul. This may become a game of attrition. Josie Weiser coming to the free throw line here for BC. First shot, got it. Josie, she's a good free throw shooter, 73% on the year. 2 of 2 so far tonight with 6 points. That one, yep, give her 7. And it's 40-33, 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Not an especially high-scoring game at this point. CMU back out topside. They work all the way around to the left, down near the baseline where the long shot is set still a miss. An offensive rebound pulled down and it's going to be knocked out of bounds off Stork. And right now, Samaya Stevens is really upset that there was no foul called on Stork, too. Kind of reached in there. There may have been a little incidental contact, but no foul called. And it'll be Central Methodist basketball. It'll be put in play down at the baseline. Benedictine is going to bring Riley Wade into the game for Jennifer Jacobs. Jeanette Mabratu will do the inbound. Skips it in on the right side. Gets it there to Carter. Beyonce shot, no good. Rebound. Josie, one-hand push pass, and Riley Wade was absolutely caught unawares. Riley's just running up the floor, not looking, just running. Josie outletted it right in front of her. And she had no idea it was there. It was coming in. It goes out of bounds. It'll come back to Central Methodist. 5:57 to go in the third quarter. Miss Shiraka back into the lineup. So for the Ravens, Miss Shiraka, Wade, Weiser, Dubert, and Nicholson. Now the shot blocked by Kyra. Brings it up to Josie. Josie will drive right. Goes in. Runner. No. Rebound. Central Methodist. Coming back up the floor, Ravens have the defensive numbers, and realizing that, this thing's going to be dribbled back out on top by Mabratu. Taken to the right side. The feed under the block. The shot goes up and in. That was well played, and Beyonce Carter has the 11. The Benedictine lead continues to dwindle. It is now 40-35 with 5:20 to go in the third quarter. And Central Methodist has held Benedictine to 4 points and only one field goal in the third. The shot from underneath by Miss Shiraka, no good. And on the rebound, we're going to have a Raven foul. It's going to be on Kyra. Kyra has her second foul of the game. Benedictine. That will be team foul 4 in the third quarter. So for over half of the third quarter, Central Methodist will be coming to the free throw line. CMU up court with it, Samaya Stevens. Stevens in the backcourt, lobs it to the top of the key, kicks it over there to Beyonce. Now spinning into the lane. Multiple steps later, the shot is going to go up. It's no good. And that ball went up over the backboard. No foul or no infraction called. And then as two players lock up and take it to the floor, the official runs up, indicating the jump ball. Possession, Ravens. Central Methodist is going to bring Sheree Trotter back out here. Sheree with 7 points on 3 of 6 shooting in 12 minutes so far tonight. And Benedictine up the floor. Lauren Dubert brings it up, crossing right at center. Josie, back to Lauren. Feeds underneath Riley, crosses over, misses it, got fouled, comes to the line, and another foul. We have had a plethora of fouls in this third quarter. This whistle is going to be on Samaya Stevens, only her second tonight. And coming to the free throw for Benedictine, you're going to see Riley Wade up there. Riley is a 50% free throw shooter. This one, no. 3 points in the ballgame for Riley Wade. Back in that opening quarter, she hits a 3-point shot. The second free throw rims out. She will hit neither of them. And it's going to be cleared away by Samaya Stevens. Here comes Central Methodist. So the Eagles with the basketball, trending it only by 5. Here's an uncontested baseline long two that's no good. Weiser coming out with a rebound, and Benedictine back up the floor with it. Here comes Dubert down the left side, across in front of the scorer's table. Out on top, it'll come to Josie. 4:20 to go in the third. Out on top, Riley Wade. Holding the ball in the right hand, directed traffic with her left. Gets it to Kennedy Nicholson, who's had few touches. And now the pass for Kyra is going to be slapped away from her and knocked out of bounds. It'll be Raven basketball with 11 on the shot clock. I think it was knocked away by Carter. Here's BC with it on top. They pull up the dribble to Kennedy. 6 seconds. Kennedy, that's a really long three. Short. Rebound, CMU. Fabratu comes down with the basketball. Now the Ravens trap her in the backcourt. And trying to come back to help out, we're going to get another foul on Kyra. She will be the third Benedictine player to pick up 3 fouls. And we've still got 3:54 to go in the third quarter. And as the Ravens have put CMU in the bonus, we will walk to the Eagle half of the floor. 40-35, Lady Ravens in front. They have led the entire game. They have never trailed. In fact, as the first free throw is perfect, they have led by as many as 13. The first free throw is good. One more shot coming, and that one rims out. No good. Rebound, Miss Shiraka. 40-36, Benedictine. 3:45 to play in the third. Nicholson will take it deep in the right side. Lady Ravens are back on offense. Comes out on top. Dubert starts to drive, or rather, Rage starts to drive in. Now her cross-court pass is stolen. It's a jailbreak. Beyonce, shot blocked by Miss Shiraka. She goes all the way to the other end of the floor. Outruns the guard from Central Methodist. And the Benedictine, 6'3" senior from Oklahoma, blocks it from behind to the delight of the crowd. That is a highlight reel play. 3:34 to go. Third quarter. Now Kyra will check out it. Back in is Nicole Stewart. The ball on the right side, backing in, leading in, pushing, shoving, and now there's some words being exchanged out there. Beyonce Carter. Beyonce will talk to about anybody who listens. She'll talk to you if you don't listen. 30. Rather, 40-38. Ravens now up by two. 3:15 to go in the third quarter. We got a ball game. That 13-point lead is a distant, pleasant memory. Here's a backdoor pass, and Wade's shot is going to be blocked away. Here comes Central Methodist, and back into the game for CMU is going to come their team leader, Zatoria Cook. Looking to bring it in. It's going to be Kramer, brings it into Nicholson. Her three is shot is short. Rebound underneath. Rain. Back it goes. Kramer for two. How about that? Alex Kramer, her fifth points, and a nice assist off the rebound by Aaliyah Rain. 42-38 BC. 2:45 to go in quarter number three. Back into the lane. The shot is up. It's going to be blocked, and a foul is called on Nicole Stewart. This crew tonight calls a lot of fouls. Nicole's fourth, as I have it. Let's check in. It is four fouls for Nicole Stork, and right back out of the game she comes, and back in, Jennifer Jacobs. Jacobs, Reigns, Wade, Kramer, Nicholson. So five out there for Benedictine. Free throw, up and in. One more shot for Beyonce Carter. Beyonce's having a huge third quarter. Eight in the quarter. Nine now in the quarter. 42-40, Benedictine. 2:40 left. Quarter number three, and as she comes up the floor, Kennedy Nicholson gets fouled by Sheree Trotter, and that'll be her third. Central Methodist, fifth. And so the game that was not going along very quickly to begin with is going to slow down even a little bit more as now both teams are going to be in the bonus and coming to the line for the Lady Ravens, Kennedy Nicholson. She's a 52% free throw shooter. That one's good. That is, and it's hard to believe, that is the first point tonight for Kennedy Nicholson. Second free throw, she'll hit them both. 44-40 Lady Ravens. Down to 2.5 to go in quarter number three. Zatoria Cook jumps it over to the left side, and we get a foul off the ball. No, not a foul. They're going to say a step to the sideline, and the Ravens are going to have it back in. So Benedictine, and it'll be Riley Wade in the game now. Reigns, Jacobs, Wade, Kramer, Nicholson. So BC is not especially tall. Jennifer Jacobs has had to slide to the five. Not her normal spot. Now they'll feed to JJ underneath. Hook pass left side. Kramer alone carries the three. Alec Kramer makes it 47-40. Lady Ravens, we're 2 minutes to go in the third. Top side with it, CMU. They'll go the long three off the window. Misses. Rebound. And we got players falling to the floor. And let's see what's happening out here now. Players going to the hardwood. Pistol coming to the scorer's table. And this game has gotten just real rough. We're at 1:58 to go in the third. And let's see what's happening here. Now they're sending everybody to their respective benches. And the officials are going to have a powwow out here. We're at 1:58 to go. And officials coming over to review the video. Joseph, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a break. Let's do it. Taking a break at 1:58 to go in the third. We have a review happening. Lady Ravens 47, Eagles 40.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Joseph, our producer and engineer at Care Radio Sports Studios, Tom Counts with you here courtside at Benedictine and Central Methodist. Going at it here in the ladies' game. Guys' game is still coming up, so don't get away. We are a lot more hoops. We are not anywhere near done yet tonight. The officials are having a powwow out there. It's going to be interesting to see what they decide. Because we had players tangled up. We had players going to the floor. I don't know if somebody got drugged to the floor, fell to the floor, slipped to the floor, got tossed to the floor. But whatever happened, it happened in a hurry, and it was a mess. Yeah, they come into the scorer's table, and we'll see what's going to be the call here. The official's talking to the CMU coach. With a minute 58 to play in quarter number three. And they're taking a long time talking to the CMU coach. And whatever it is, that coach is not particularly interested in it, not particularly happy with it. And all this time, the players are just standing around getting cold. You got to play the game, okay? Ultimately, a call's got to be made. Play must resume. And I'm not sure exactly what they're coming up with here. Personal foul is going to be on Beyonce Carter. So Beyonce picking up that foul. Free throw. Perfect. Jennifer Jacobs. Jennifer gets her first second half point there. And Benedictine has not scored a lot in the third quarter. This free throw is also good for Jennifer Jacobs. It is now 49-40 BC. And as we're down to a minute 50 to go in the third quarter, Central Methodist brings it up the floor. He goes slide around to the left side, all the way underneath the rim. Oh, it's a nice driving shot. Up and good by Sheree Trotter. All the points in the third quarter for Central Methodist have been scored by Beyonce Carter or Sheree Trotter. Those two have scored every third quarter point for Central Methodist. Ball's going to be snapped out of bounds. Benedictine will be putting it in play with a minute and a half to go in the third. Lady Ravens up 49-42. That's a long entry pass taken underneath the goal. Jacob's shot is going to be deflected. Here comes CMU. Satoria will drive. Lose the handle. It's going to go out of bounds. And it is Benedictine basketball. Satoria Cook was taking it down the outside of the lane and made a sharp left toward the rim. And the ball just didn't follow her. Shot out of bounds down to the baseline. And here comes BC. 1:20 to go in the third quarter. This third quarter, instead of a clock, they may need a calendar. This thing's taken forever. Pass out on top. Kennedy Nicholson's three. Nope. Rebound underneath. Nicely done by BC. Riley Wade will clear down the basketball, and Lady Ravens are going to have it back. Shot clock already down to 13. It resets to 20. Out on top, Nicholson. Feeds on the right side of the lane, Jacobs. Jennifer backs in, twists inside the defender, puts a shot up wide to the left side. Here comes CMU. Up the floor is going to be Trotter. She'll outlet it up the floor, and her teammate sucked. She was throwing it to Beyonce Carter. Saw it coming. Beyonce kind of covered up. The ball was coming at her head. It goes out of bounds. It'll be BC basketball. We're at 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. What was a game that was very, very well played in the opening quarter, pretty much the opening half. Players have struggled since then. Here from the left side, looking at the floor, it's a three. Won't go for Benedictson. And Allie Creamer looking for that long shot. Couldn't get it. We have a second separating the shot clock at a game clock here, drawing to the end of the third. Back out on top of it is going to be Cook. She'll cross over, work to the left side, defended by Brain. Skips it out on top. Carter has it. Back to Cook. Shot clock at 8. Satoria goes right side, drops the shoulder, puts the shot up and misses. Offensive rebound, followed up and missing. Pulled down by the Ravens, and that's going to take us to the end of 3. We got a timeout on the floor going to the fourth quarter in the Nolan Gym. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 49, Central Methodist 42.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium as we're going to the fourth quarter of the ladies' game. Benedictine in front, 49-42. Welcome back. Lady Ravens were outscored by Central Methodist in that third quarter, but only by a couple. Thank you. 15-13 for Central Methodist. Lady score, Beyonce Carter with 15, 10 for Zadoria Cook, and 9 for Sherry Trotter. Drops dramatically the day. Maya Stevenson, Tanya Chaparnell with 3 apiece and 2 for Maya Ware. For Benedictine, still no player in double-digit scoring. You've got 9 in the game for Jennifer Jacobson, Allie Creamer with 8, 7 for Josie, half a dozen apiece for Nicole Stork, Aaliyah Rain, and down the line from there, Central Methodist for the basketball, and we're underway in the fourth quarter. CMU with it, going left to right. Down the right side, the feed to the baseline, twisting back, and it's going to be knocked away and stolen. And it's stolen back by CMU. So we're going to have an Eagle foul on the effort at stealing it back. Maya Ware will have her fourth foul. That was a great job by Lauren Dubert, too. Just absolutely reached in, slapped that ball free, steal it on the bounce, and started heading up the court. That fourth foul is going to bring Maya Ware out of the game. And Central Methodist is going to have to make an adjustment. 9.5 minutes left. Benedictine with the ball, leading up by 7. Kramer, Dubert, Jacobs, Rain, and Ms. Shiraka out on the floor. Begin the fourth quarter for Coach Folsom. Hook pass comes out on top. Dubert. Shot clock's down at 8. 9:20 to go in the game. Shot clock's at 4. Baseline 3, off the rim, no good. Rebound, battle 4. We've got players on the floor. The official says, that's a jump ball. So jump ball possession, Benedictine. 9:02 to play. So BC's going to get that shot clock reset to 20 and have it in play at their baseline. Allie Creamer will bring it in. Soon, I hope, and there's going to be a foul on the inbound, and this is going to be on Sister Methodist Tamiya Stevens, picking up her third and giving the official an earful. I can hear her all the way upstairs here, and she's following him across the floor. BC will bring it in out the sideline. It'll come into Duber. 9 minutes to go in the game. Topside Jacobs, Benedictine with the ball, up 7. Here's Reigns with it.
Lady Ravens looking for a home win for the first time in weeks because they haven't been at home in 3 weeks. There's a shot from underneath, and Kramer can't get it to fall. And on the rebound, there will be a Benedictine foul called. No, I think he's going to say they came down with it and traveled with it. So, going to come back to CMU. 8:35 to go in the game. Eagles will bring it down, back down the court. Neither team has put anything on the board yet in the fourth quarter. The long three-point shot for the Eagles won't go. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Here's Reigns with the board and up the floor. And we're going to get an offensive foul on BC. Business coming over, and that is Miss Uraka. That is her fourth. The visit from midcourt on the far side indicates that Kyra had slid over. And the Ravens cannot get the substitution in the game quickly enough. So Kyra's out there with four fouls and 8:15 to play in the game. Eagles with the basketball, but they trail by seven. Over to the left side, the runner, nicely done. And Beyonce Carter continues to lead all scorers. She's now at 18 points tonight. It is 49-44, Benedictine, 7:57 to go. Allie Kramer down the right side. Going to be defended by Metabru. Left side, Reigns gets the baseline jumper. Nice little jumper from the left side. And with that, we're going to get a timeout. Let's do it. We're taking a break, Joseph, at 7:45 to go in the ladies' game. BC, 51, Central Methodist, 44.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
As we return to the Ralph Miller Gymnasium here on the Benedictine College campus, we've got 7:45 to go in the ladies' game, and the men's game still coming up. Kind of hoping to get that thing started at 7:30, the anticipated start time. It'll be a little bit tardy, but do not worry. We'll have it, and we'll have it all here for you here on Care Radio. BC ladies, fresh off a win over the defending national champions on the road, undefeated Clark. They knocked them off last Saturday, and now the three is up and good for Sheree Trotter. That is her 12th win to the ball game, and the Benedictine lead is trimmed to 51-47. 7:17 to play in the game. Lady Ravens up the floor. It's going to be Reigns with it. Starts left, pulls up the dribble, gets it to Riley. Wade will back away, skip pass underneath, and travel. Yeah. Little bounce pass from Wade to Dubert, and Benedictine is going to turn it over. We're at 7:04 to play. CMU can make this a one-possession game with this trip up floor. Way up on the top with it. The basketball to Sheree Trotter. She'll go from 18. Missed it. Rebounding it down. Jennifer Jacobs. Jacobs double-teamed in the backcourt. Gets it away. Here comes Kramer. She'll run into the forecourt. Race down the right side. Feeds across underneath the range. She's trapped below the rim. Kicks it over to the left side. Dubert for three. No. Rebound underneath. Reigns has a defender reach in and tie her up, and jump ball possession. Eagles are going to have it. Benedictine is going to bring Stork back in with her four fouls. Central Methodist is going to come back into the game, and they're going to have Tanisha Parnell come in. Here comes CMU. Zatoria Cook. Double-figure scoring, as she always is, has 10, has not scored in the second half. Hard to believe. Matter of fact, all 10 of her points came in the second quarter. Here's a feed into the lane. A driving layup is up and good, and a couple of more for Beyonce Carter. She's got 20. 51-49. 6:10 left. And Benedictine has 2 points in the fourth quarter, and it's over 4 minutes old. Here's Reigns, goes to the baseline, kisses it off the window, and Aaliyah has all of the Ravens' fourth quarter points and 10 in the game. 53-49. 5:50 to play. Troy Trotter for CMU. Got a one-hand push pass to Parnell. She'll drive it across, go into the lane, pulls up from eight, gets it. Parnell with five. That's her first point since she hit a three at the early moments in the game back in the opening quarter. It is 53-51. 5.5 to go. Every possession huge now for both of these clubs. We're nearly midpoint of the fourth quarter, and it's a two-point game. Benedictine battling with CMU. CMU has had, we talked about it in the pregame, CMU has had Benedictine's number for a while. Driving down the left side, the shot by Riley Waite goes up. They're going to have an Eagle foul. We talked about it. Central Methodist has won 6 straight and 11 of the last 12 games with Benedictine. Kennedy Nicholson will come in and Nicholson is in. Kramer is going to come out. The foul is going to be Stevens for Central Methodist, and the first free throw for Riley Waite is no good. Ryan is 0 for 3 at the free throw line tonight. Samaya Stevens with her fourth foul. Second free throw is good. Benedictine goes up 54-51. There are 5 minutes left in this one. Cook goes baseline, puts it up, it's not in, rebounding it down. Dubert, Benedictine on the run, launches it to Riley. Waite, in and up and good. That was a spectacular pass. Riley Waite just caught it and went straight up and in. 56-51, 4:40 to play. Back down to the left side. The ball is going to be lost. Picked back up by CMU. Turnaround shot for the baseline. No good. Rebounding it off the floor. Eagles are going to bring it back out on top and reset the offense. Parnell with a basketball working in front of Kennedy Nicholson. Parnell swings it over to the left side. Goes from 17. Drains it. 7 points for Tanisha Parnell. It's 56-53. 4:15 to go. And Riley Waite brings it up the floor. For the Lady Ravens. Goes left side. Aaliyah Raines pulls up her dribble. She looks a little unhappy. Dork was not where Raines felt she should have been. And now there's going to be a collision. And a foul by CMU. The whistle is on to Samaya Stevens. I've got her for 5. And there you go. So Samaya Stevens is going to foul out of the game tonight with 3:59 to play in the evening with only 2 points in 24 minutes. And Benedictine on the floor with Stork, Raines, Waite, Dubert, and Nicholson. BC will bring it in to Riley and to get it over to Lauren. Left side, Kennedy. Shot clock down to 15. Ravens being patient, looking for the shots they want. Here's Raines on the right side, down to 10 on the clock. Raines kicks it back into the corner. The feed underneath. Nicole up, missed it. Rebound, CMU. Eagles coming up with a basketball and coming up the floor. It's going to be Parnell. Jumps it over to the left side. Back out on top. Parnell nearly travels down. Pulls up three, way short. And a rebound to Dubert. Dubert up the floor. Goes left side, Raines. Raines will pull up from about 12, short. Rebound underneath. Pulled down by Dubert. Out on top, Nicholson. She's alone. It's a three. Rolls off. No good. Rebound underneath. It's going to go out of play. And which way is it? It's going to be Raven basketball. They pushed it down to the baseline. Got so excited. He called the wrong direction. It is Benedictine basketball. 3:18 to go in the game. The shot clock goes back to 30. Putting it in play for Benedictine. It'll be Lauren Dubert. Just to the right side of the goal at the baseline. BC brings it in to Nicholson. Kennedy feeds. Stork, baseline shot, hits the bottom of the board. Followed up and in by Riley Waite. Big bucket for Riley. 58-53, Benedictine, and at 3 minutes to go. Back over to the left side. The feed outside the block. And we've got players all over the floor. see which way this is going to go. It'll be Benedictine basketball. Is there a foul? Are they just going to call it? Go with the turnover, and apparently that's what it is going to be. Benedictine will have it in play for the backcourt. We are 2:45 to go in the game. Here we go. Benedictine nearly has a turnover, and it's going to be stolen. Here's Zatoria Cook all alone. It's up and in. Zatoria Cook for two. It's CMU battling tough. It is 58-55 at 2:20 to play. Back over to the left side. Ravens will take it. Go deep into the corner. Down to the baseline to Wade. Drives into the lane. Puts it out on top. Josie's in. She'll go three. Rebound slapped away. It's out of bounds. It's going to be Raven basketball. 2:08 left. Central Methodist back to the bench. And back into the game is going to be Jeanette Mabratu. Now, Jeanette's out there with three fouls. She has not scored in the game in 22 minutes of play. Benedictine is going to take Riley Wade out of the game, and checking back in for Benedictine, Jennifer Jacobs. We've got Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Wade, Stork out there for the Ravens. Now, the feed goes to the right side. Stork has a slant out of her hands, picks it back up. The pass over to Nicholson is going to be knocked out of bounds, and back it'll come to BC. Shot clock at 9 with a minute 57 to play. Josie Weiser doing the inbound, lobs it in for the left side for Dubert. And Lauren dribbles toward the top, and now the official's going to stop the game. Let's see what this is all about. He's sending players to both benches. Again, and our crew tonight has struggled. Joseph, we're going to take a break as they again review things. Taking a break at a minute 55 to go. In the final moments of the ball game, it's Benedictine 58, CMU 55.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Coming back out of the floor for Central Methodist, it'll be Victoria Cook and Sheree Trotter. Got Jeanette Mabratu. Let's see, Maya Ware, and rounding it out is Beyonce Carter. For Benedictine, Kennedy Nicholson with Lauren Dubert. Got Josie Weiser, Jennifer Jacobs, and Nicole Stork. Officials are still at the scores table, still reviewing video. Got a stopwatch in one hand. I don't know. Again, the ebb and flow and continuity of the game have been interrupted. And while I appreciate the desire to get it right, there's also going to be a willingness to make a decision and proceed with the game. With a minute 55 to go, it's a 58-55 BC lead. Ravens have led throughout. They started off 2-0. Quickly, had gone up 11-4. In the opening quarter, were up by 11 and 20-9. Led by as many as 13 in the second quarter. The Central Methodist has just hung around and hung around, and now they're back within a possession with a minute 54 to go. They're going to set the shot clock at 6. And Benedict will be putting it in play between the Raven bench and the scorer's table, where Josie Weiser will inbound it. Shot clock at 6 with 1:54 left. They'll feed it in left side, Nicole Stork. That was well off the mark. And rebound, CMU. The quick shot, not close. Trotter into the forecourt. Gets it up to Zatoria Cook. A minute 40 to go. Cook jumps it over to the right side. Back out on top. Here's a 17-footer. In and out, no. Rebound, Stork. Nicole comes over to basketball, gets it to Dubert. She gets fouled in the backcourt. And again, CMU plays an all-in style of basketball. The foul is on Sheree Trotter. That'll be her fourth foul. CMU's already had Samaya Stevens fouled out of the game. Trotter and Ware each have four now from the Lady Ravens. Whoa, once again, return to the free throw line. This time in the person of Lauren Dubert. Lauren has not scored since she put 4 points on the board in the opening quarter. Dubert, an 85% free throw shooter, and as soon as you say it, she misses it. And that said, hitting the second shot would make it a two-possession BC lead. That was perfect. So Dubert with five. It is 59-55 Benedictine, and a minute 25 remains. Eagles' Victoria Cook goes all the way to the top. Pulls up. She'll go three. Short. Rebound Dubert. Lauren comes down with a rebound herself and races up the right side with the basketball. Kicks it across the timeline. Victoria Cook comes up to pick her up on the CMU player defense, and we've got a minute five left. Dubert out on top to Stork. Over to the left side. That's going to be Reigns with it. Inside a minute. Here's Stork. Has the ball stripped out of her hands and stolen away. Stork turns it over. Here comes Central Methodist. 50 seconds to go in the ball game. They have the ball down four. Victoria Cook skips it over to the right side. Backing in is going to be Carter. Shot deflected. Rebound Benedictine. And again, Dubert comes up with a basketball and across the timeline. Coach Folsom on his feet, putting his hands up, telling his team to slow it down. 32 seconds to play, 19 on the shot clock. Benedictine with the ball up four. Stork will go left side, and there's a bump, and then a second bump, and there's the foul. And it's going to be the third foul tonight by Beyonce Carter. What a game Carter has had. I've got her for 20 points. And the Eagles are going to bring an additional shooter into the game as Tanisha Parnell comes back in. At the free throw line, Stork. First one. Perfect. Nicole Stork. Now 7 points tonight and 3 of 3 at the free throw line with 27 seconds to go. Benedictine goes up five. This one rolls in. Benedictine leading up by six. Central Methodist taking a timeout. They are. Joseph, likely our final break of the game. 27 seconds to go. Lady Ravens 61, Central Methodist 55.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Coming off the Raven bench, Kennedy Nicholson, Lauren Dubert, Jennifer Jacobs, Aaliyah Raines, and Nicole Stork. The five on the floor for BC. Center Methodist with Cook, Trotter, Ware, Parnell, and Carter. It'll be put in play in the forecourt. Coming out of the timeout, CMU with a basketball, but they're down two possessions. In fact, down six. The feed to the baseline right, backing in. The pass into the middle. The two-point shot is going to be up and good. Give those two to Beyonce Carter. If she adds to that huge tally, it is 61-57. 17 seconds to go. Ravens are going to have Jennifer Jacobs put it in play from the backcourt. They're not guarding her, but they're doubling up on Dubert. It'll come into Reigns to Nicholson. Kennedy's still in the backcourt. And there's a foul. There you go. Nicholson was just going to run 10 seconds out and just take the backcourt call. She was circling around back here. And Central Methodist saw the ploy and decided, well, we better commit a foul if we're going to have any time left at all. Thank you. the foul is going to be on Parnell. Only a couple for Tanisha, not an issue at all. It's Kennedy Nicholson. Step it up there, looking to ice it away. Free throw? Yeah. Kennedy Nicholson. 3 points tonight on 3 of 3 free throw shooting. 25 minutes of game time. Second free throw. Got them both. 63-57. Benedictine by 6. 11 seconds left. We're going to take another timeout. They could do it, Joseph, but I'm not going to put you through that. I'm going to hang on to it right here. Tell you what we could do. Let's look and see what other games are doing around the conference here tonight. Everybody else is a final? Is that right? Let me look and see. I've got this right. No, hold on. Let's go to the schedule and see how everybody's doing around the conference here this evening. And where are we at here? The 24th? Is that right, Joseph? Something like that? The month continues to fly by. The Kansas day here pretty quick, right? Okay, across the conference tonight, Culver Stockton blows out Penn, 84-58. We'll be up in Oskaloosa at William Penn on Saturday. Park, a 12-point win over Baker, 65-53. Every game is a final except this one. Mount Mercy, a 77-74 win at Missouri Valley. Clark gets by Graceland by 8 in Dubuque, 91-83. And it was a 21-point win for Grandview over Peru State, 76-55. Right here, it is 63-57 Benedictine with 11 seconds to go. And CMU putting it into play again at their offensive end. Kick pass into the corner. The three, no. Rebound, Ravens. Dubert boards it down and then gets fouled to the backcourt. And that is going to be a foul. It probably didn't have to be committed because Benedictine is going to take a big home win tonight. And the Lady Ravens picking up another win. It'll be their 11th conference W here tonight. BC's going to go to 13-6. At the free throw line, Lauren Dubert. Yes. That is her 6th point this evening. Got one more shot coming. It is up, and you got them both. Lauren makes it 65-57. And are we getting another timeout? We are. Central Methodist taking a timeout. Here's the deal. The reason that the Central Methodist coach is taking the timeout, he's having to take a full one because he has no short timeouts left. Matter of fact, now he has no timeouts of any sort left, but with 5 seconds to go, pretty much immaterial. The reason he's taking him, it's not like he's setting up some kind of an eight-point play. They're down 8 or 9-point play. But what they're doing is looking to get the ball across midcourt. One of those college rules that I'm okay with. Taking the timeout, you get it up at midcourt. So that's what they're doing right here. And now the coach is sketching out something on his dry erase board. And we'll see what he's got drawn up here. For Benedictine, no, another great game, another big win for the Lady Ravens tonight, and it'll be a pretty quick turnaround as, again, on Saturday, 2 o'clock for the ladies' game. It'll be in Oskaloosa, Iowa, Benedictine at Penn. CMU putting it in play with 5 seconds left. Satoria brings it in. They'll swing it left, dribble a couple of times. Not even going to get a shot off, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight, Lady Ravens 65, Central Methodist 57, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Welcome back to the Nolan, where game one took a while, but the Benedictine Lady Ravens able to prevail, leading throughout the game from start to finish, winning a 65-57. The scoring for Central Methodist was led by Beyonce Carter. She was fantastic tonight, 22 points in the win. Following her, a couple of players also in double figures with a dozen apiece, both Zatoria Cook and Sheree Trotter. It goes into Tanisha Parnell, 7 points and two each for Samaya Stevens and Maya Ware. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, and head coach Folsom, you had one player in double figure scoring, but you had 9 players putting points on the board, and Benedictine using that great balance and that great depth of bench to secure this win tonight. Is with 10 tonight, Aaliyah Raines led the way. Oh, thank you, miss. Aaliyah Raines with 10 tonight. Following her, it was 9 points this evening for Jennifer Jacobs. Right behind her, Allie Kramer with 8. Also with 8, Riley Wade off the bench. 7 apiece for Lauren Dubert, Josie Weiser, Nicole Stork. Then it was a 4-point night for both Kyra Mishiraka and Kennedy Nicholson. So the Ravens, 10-9-8-8-7-7-7. 4-4. So BC again, great balance across Benedictine. Ultimately, did not shoot the ball especially well, hitting only 20 of 62 shots. Their field goal percentage fell all the way to 32%, less than Central Methodist, 36% on 24 of 67. From the outside, BC's 3-point shooting was even worse, 2 of 18, hitting only 11% of their outside shots. But the free throw line, this is not the craziest number you're going to see. So Central Methodist gets off 5 more shots in the game and hits 4 more. They hit twice as many 3-point shots as Benedictine hit. But at the free throw line, it's a crazy number. Lady Ravens, 23 of 29. So Benedictine shot 29 free throws. Central Methodist, 5 of 7. 7 free throws for CMU tonight, a 22 free throw shot difference, an 18 point difference in free throws made. Really, really remarkable. And Benedictine, 50 rebounds today.
some kind of crazy numbers that I'm sure the BC coaching staff is going to be sitting down and analyzing as they prepare for Saturday's game. And again, we're going to be back for the Lady Ravens on Saturday in Oskaloosa, Iowa, as Benedictine at 2 o'clock is going to tip off at William Penn. That said, we're going to take a brief respite, and we're going to be back here in the Nolan Gymnasium as the second half of our College Hoops doubleheader is set to get underway shortly. It'll be the guys' game. Benedictine hosting CMU. Don't go away. Final score again in the ladies' contest. Benedictine 65, Central Methodist 57. We'll return to the Nolan, but first, back we go to the Care Sports Studio with Joseph.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.